This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berger. In his first hours as president, Joe Biden struck at the heart of President Donald Trump's policy legacy, signing executive actions that reverse his predecessor's orders on climate change and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With a stack of executive orders on his desk in the Oval Office, Biden signed three orders in the presence of reporters. The first mandating masks and social distancing on federal property, the second on support for underserved communities, and the third rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. Biden answered one question from reporters about his letter from Trump, saying it was very generous, but would not share more details. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new Democratic senators as part of her first day in office. That means the Democrats now have control of both the White House and Congress for the first time in a decade. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff both won Senate runoff elections in Georgia earlier this month. Alex Padilla was appointed by California's governor to fill Harris's vacant seat. Wednesday was Harris's first time presiding over the Senate. The Senate is now divided 50-50. Democrats will be in control because the vice president casts tie-breaking votes in the chamber. Democrats have a 221 to 211 House majority with three vacancies. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.83%. The S&P on 1.39%, the Nasdaq rose by 1.97%. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are urging the incoming Biden administration to immediately revoke the designation of the Houthi rebel movement in Yemen as a foreign terrorist organization to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, calls the Trump administration's last-minute terrorist designation of the Houthis a reckless and destructive move. Maintaining the sanctions, he warns, will have devastating consequences.
70,000 people are now in famine. The figure 16 million on the verge of starvation, which is the one step before famine, is a very real figure.
Egeland says incoming U.S. President Joe Biden must make Yemen a top priority and must reverse the disastrous life-threatening sanctions on day one. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech is likely to protect against a more infectious variant of the virus, which was discovered in Britain and has spread around the world. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The encouraging results from an analysis of blood of participants in trials are based on more extensive analysis than those released by the drug maker last week. In those tests, Pfizer said a similar lab study showed the vaccine was effective against one key mutation that's found in both of the highly transmissible new variants spreading rapidly across Britain and South Africa. The latest study, which was posted online but is yet to be peer-reviewed, was conducted on a synthetic virus with 10 mutations that are characteristic of the variant known as B117, identified in Britain. Among the 11 authors of the study are the co-founders of BioNTech.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Lottery players are hoping for a big payday. We get the details from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $970 million after Tuesday night's drawing failed to produce a winner. That's the biggest in more than 2 years and the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. But that's not all. The Powerball jackpot is at $730 million for the Wednesday night drawing. It's the first time both lottery jackpots have topped $700 million. For Mega Millions, the odds of matching all six numbers are 1 in 302 million. And for Powerball, they are 1 in 292 million. I'm Mike Hempen.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.